From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Armed British police searched a home in a London suburb and evacuated the surrounding area as a precaution after an earlier arrest. It was in connection with Friday's rush hour bombing on a London subway train that left 30 people injured. The Islamic State claimed responsibility for the assault. Friday's blast was the fifth major terrorist attack in Britain this year. At least 36 Burundian refugees have been killed in clashes with Congolese security forces who allegedly fired indiscriminately at protesters. VOA's Marissa Melton has details.
Another 117 people were wounded and one Congolese officer was killed. The UN peacekeeping mission in Congo said 39 gravely wounded Burundian refugees were evacuated by helicopter to the city of Bukavu. Friday's clashes erupted in Kamanyola when Burundian refugees and asylum seekers protested the expulsion of four of their countrymen from Congo.
That is VOA's Marissa Melton. The death of a Congolese army officer led to the escalation of violence there. The Bangladesh government plans to construct a large camp to house some 400,000 Rohingya Muslims who have poured in from neighboring Myanmar over the past few weeks. Amnesty International, Human Rights Watch, and other rights groups said evidence shows that Myanmar military forces systematically targeted and torched Rohingya villages over the last 3 weeks. UN agencies are concerned continued violence in Myanmar may eventually force up to 1 million Rohingya into Bangladesh. This is VOA News.